What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. But a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds.
A little bit of everything seems to be typical this time of year. For the real forecast, let's go from singer Tom Waits to Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff, I guess there's a big conference today and tomorrow for weather enthusiasts here in Seattle. Are you expecting Tom Waits?
No, although I wish I could sing like him. Sing a forecast like would be great. Right now, we have about 150 people coming to the Northwest Weather Workshop. This is the big meeting for Northwest weather enthusiasts and meteorologists. And anybody can go. You just have to register there at the door.
And what about today, tomorrow, this weekend, and beyond? What is the forecast?
Well, it's actually pretty benign. Today, we have a warm front of all things coming through, and we'll have clouds. Showers will pick up later in the day, and the air will get warmer, especially tonight. So we'll get out of this chilly, below normal temperatures. Tomorrow will be clouds, a few showers in the morning, more showers in the mountains, and there'll be some snow showers above 4,000 or 5,000 feet. But it won't be too bad, and it'll be drying out during the day. Temperatures in the lowlands getting up into the low 50s even. But then on Sunday, that's when the really good weather starts. The ridge builds over us. Temperatures could get into the mid-50s, and there'll be a lot of sun on Sunday. So Sunday is going to be the best day that we've had in a while, and temperatures getting to normal, maybe even a little bit above normal.
So truly is a little bit of everything.
It is. And then on late Sunday into Monday, a cold front will be coming through. So we'll see some heavier rain. The temperatures will fall again. It'll get windy. So late Sunday into Monday, another system comes through. And next week, you know, it's a mixed bag. We'll have some big break periods, but we'll also have periods where we get this cold La Nina flow, which will give us precipitation and below normal temperatures.
The skiing is still good?
Skiing is really excellent. Right now in Snoqualmie Pass, they have about 125 inches. During the last 3 days, we've gotten almost 2 feet of additional snow. We're way above normal now, you know, in most of the Cascades. So snowpack is really quite good. And that's what we expect for a La Nina year. I mean, we should end up on April 1st with probably 140-150% of normal snowpack.
I'd like to ask a little bit about the snow we had earlier this week, or we didn't have in Seattle. It was dry pavement in a lot of Seattle, but it was enough snow to delay schools in places like Thurston County. So what was going on with that?
That's right. This week we had the classic snows to the southeast of the Olympic type situation. A low center was right off the coast, and we had southeasterly flow, flow from the southeast that was approaching the Olympics. Now, temperatures were marginal for snow. It, you know, was a little bit too warm for most of the area. But in that area where the flow comes up against the Olympics, and that's, of course, the Hood Canal region, Kitsap, that location, we tend to see snow where it's rain elsewhere. And the reason is this flow coming against the Olympic and being forced to rise causes heavy precipitation. Heavy precipitation causes the freezing level and the snow level to push down to the surface. What happens is it's snow aloft, and as that falls down into warmer situation, warmer air below, the snow melts, and that causes cooling.
So wait a sec. The harder it's raining, the more likely it's to turn into snow?
Well, it always starts as snow aloft. So, you know, you go up high enough, it starts as snow. Almost all our precipitation, all our rain starts as snow aloft. And as the snow falls down into a warmer layer below, it, of course, melts. Well, it takes energy. It takes heat to melt that snow. And so you progressively cool the air below. Now, if the air is really warm, you'll never cause snow to reach the surface. But if you're marginal, you're close to the edge, what happens is that snow melting cools the air below progressively, and the freezing level and the snow level fall, and eventually the snow level can fall down to the surface.
I see. And so that's what happened on the edge of the Olympic Mountains down around Shelton and Hood Canal this week.
Right. From, you know, Shelton up, of course, Hood Canal up to Quilcene. That area had 2 to 6 inches. In fact, a few places had more than that because they had the precipitation rates that were sufficient to drive the freezing and snow levels down towards the surface.
Thanks, Cliff.
No problem.
For a bit more weather science, you can find a link to Cliff Mass's weather blog along with a replay of our conversation at KPLU's website. Cliff is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the UW. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.